You're listening to SBS News.
A helicopter swoops in low over a sugarcane plantation in Queensland to drop bait in the fight against a destructive invader.
Yellow crazy ants are one of the world's worst invasive species.
Because of their numbers, they can dominate a lot of food sources and outcompete other species.
They spit a formic acid which burns the skin. We believe we are winning the war.
The ants are a particular menace in the far north of Queensland, according to Gareth Humphreys, who's part of the eradication effort.
One ant on its own can't do a lot of damage, but when you get into the millions, they really start to impact on local wildlife. We're in contact with people in the Seychelles, for instance, who are working to eradicate yellow crazy ants from World Heritage areas in their part of the world.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you do, never know.
A sniffer dog called Fury has been trained to detect colonies of ants, and the two-year-old Labrador has become a vital member of the team.
She's trained to recognise the pheromones that the ants give off. She raises the chances of us detecting any ants that are left in an area after we've undertaken control activities.
Scott Buchanan, Executive Director for the Wet Tropics Management Authority. Well, what we do is we get these dolls, so toys, we produce the odour from the ants, put it onto those toys, and then we hide those toys away for the dog. The dog has also been trained to not stick its snout into a nest. It will just sit down. That's the signal. I've found something. Come over and see what I've found.
Now, last time we spoke, we talked about the importance of the Yellow Crazy Ant Eradication Program. It's up and running and the results are spectacular.
Australia's almost halfway through a 10-year plan to eliminate these destructive insects. About 85% of known infestations have been killed off. But Laurie Locke, an ecologist at James Cook University, says vigilance is still needed.
Trying to eradicate something that you can't see and balancing that with waiting until you can see it and treating it optimally at the right time, that's a real challenge. When there are gaps in funding, then treatment is delayed and that gives ants a leg up.
They can form super colonies containing thousands of queens. It's estimated that up to 20 million worker ants can inhabit a single hectare of land. On Christmas Island, an Australian territory in the Indian Ocean, scientists say they've been responsible for the deaths of up to 20 million red crabs. Andrew Cox from the Invasive Species Council, a conservation group, says they're a major threat to biodiversity.
These ants are pretty nasty because they spray formic acid as a way of disabling their food sources, the animals and insects they attack. They've arrived in Australia without their normal parasites and predators. They could cover vast areas of northern and northeastern Australia. And when they're invading an area, it's like there's nothing else there. They just consume all of the ground-dwelling insects, lizards, even birds and small mammals. So it's really bad for the environment.
And not just in Australia. The ants are a major pest in Papua New Guinea, Mauritius and parts of Southeast Asia.
Yeah, I think all countries in the world are having this problem as global trade and travel increases. With the ants, for example, they're good at hiding in containers and in goods that are moved around, so they're good stowaways. So we're going to have an increasing problem, and we know that the rate of arrivals of harmful pests and weeds and diseases is growing.
The ants are part of a long list of invasive species, including cane toads, feral cats, pigs and camels, that have caused untold ecological carnage across Australia.